So let's work with breath, simplicity. So we might come back to tip of the nose or something like that, right? To just be present, give our mind something to anchor it, focus on. So that's to begin. And we notice, and that's all right. The mind can still be working. It can still be active. That's all right. I go back to something said, 20 years ago at the retreats at Spirit Fire. It can take up to 15 minutes for the mind to settle down. So we want to have that compassion and loving kindness with ourselves. To just know the good things take time. So we can be here and be here now, starting to focus on the breath. But it take a few minutes for everything to just settle down. And that doesn't mean that there won't be any thoughts or emotions still, but just settle down. So we give that a few seconds. We're building, building. And then add a contemplation because it focuses the mind. It slows the mind because contemplation isn't about, it's about the spaciousness of contemplation, the openness of contemplation. So, simplicity has been a word through the week. And Thursday was added the simplicity of light, lightness of being, humor, dance, frivolity, everything that goes with that. Presence goes with that. The second was clarity. In any given moment, right, like right now, it is clear that you are sitting, unless you're standing up to meditate or lying down to meditate. It is clear that you are where you are. You're not somewhere else. There's a lot of clarity of the imagery around you, and so forth. And at the same time, we are feeling the lightness of being. Maybe not fully, but to some extent we are. It's good. We're sitting to meditate. That's lightness of being. So I'm speaking this contemplation out loud so that we all get used to, oh, that's how you do it. That's what I can bring off the cushion any given moment. Contemplation. It's noticing the usually not noticed, but in an open, open way. Thirdly, vibrancy, vivid. In other words, unmistaken too, right? Clarity and vividness. There's a contemplation. See the recognize, perceive. They need each other. There can't be vividness without clarity, and things can't be clear without being vivid. Whether that's an emotion and so forth. And think on that, not abstractly. Let's say you're in the grocery store and you're picking vegetables or fruit. How vividness and clarity, including vibrationally, are part of that, are a natural part of that process. Consider when you're getting dressed. Vivid vibration, vibrancy. You choose, we all probably choose our clothes, the color we're going to wear, if it has a scarf or not, if there is adornment, and so forth. That's vivid vibrancy. Our etheric body and our emotions want a certain vibration on our body and displayed from our body. That's what's actually happening. And that same vibration that we're choosing makes our own etheric and emotional body feel good. And then the clarity gets in there of if it's going to be a cold day, what vibration, so color and texture, what vibration would accomplish that? But what would it keep me warm too? There's the clarity. And then as we're getting dressed, it all feels right. Lightness of being. You see, notice. And the truth is, that's simplicity. It's because inside ourselves there's a yearning that is unspoken by the body, that is, it's not a thought process per se. It's a feeling process, intuitive process. Now we can settle into some of that clarity or having thought about it. The vibration is forefront, like the idea of vibration is forefront for us. And we also ended with the idea of, and it feels good, lightness of being, lightheartedness. So we can now take any of that as a phenomena, as a sensorial orientation, mental, emotional, and sensorial, and settle into it. Just settle into vibration, for example. And that is meditation. Breathing in Breathing out. We take a long, slow, deep breath. And we take it off the cushion. Contemplate. Be simple. Be present. Love you all. Create your day.